Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan keeping us on track as best he can at 8:43. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We've been counting down to this game all day today. Falcons, Bills tonight at the Benz. Kickoff is 7:15. If you're going, get there early. Pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 5 o'clock right here on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. A lot of just talking points coming into this game and you know, injury updates and storylines and bye weeks. And I know the Buffalo's heading into one. They're coming off a loss. Everything else that goes into it, so many storylines. We'll keep everybody up to date starting at 5 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about this game. And it's funny how different all fans are. But I can't imagine not being excited for tonight's game. I mean, just for Buffalo coming to town, Monday Night Football. This is one of the best teams in the league for the last, what, 7 or 8 years? Maybe six years. And it's a real test.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I was looking at Josh Allen, 24-8, coming off a loss since 2020, I believe.
24-9.
It's crazy.
Well, and that's something we were talking about last week. Like, would you have preferred them not coming off a loss? I did find this stat that they are 10-2 when playing a road game following a loss. So
yeah, there you go.
Maybe not the best scenario, but it's a test, like Bo was saying.
In the NFL, I always want the team that you're playing the next week to win. In college,
right, feeling comfortable.
In college, I kind of want them to lose because it's just a different mindset the way teams are handled. But for some reason, professional teams, I always want them to win the week before they play us, unless it's a division rival. And then I always want them to lose no matter what.
Yeah. I think here's another stat for you. How about Raheem Morris in the last couple of years, 4-2 in primetime games? I think that's a stat that most people don't think of. We've been pretty good in these primetime matchups, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Thursday night. You've had a couple good wins. So I think that if you're out there and you're a Falcons fan, you're like, well, this is not a good matchup. Let me just take you back to week 2 last year when you're able to go on the road and beat the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, it's just that you don't ever know what's going to happen in these games. It's what's so beautiful about the NFL. And I will say this just straight out. If the Atlanta Falcons come out and run the ball and play the way that they can play with all their elite playmakers, they can win this game and will win this game. There's no doubt in my mind. Look, Josh Allen is MVP front runner. He's the reigning MVP. They are all the things. They are a good team, but they're not unbeatable. And I think the Falcons teams that we've seen, especially the defense the last 4 weeks, can step up to the challenge and you know, kind of knock them back a little bit.
And why can't you play the way New England played them? You can play that type of game. If New England can go into Buffalo and beat them, why is it impossible for you to beat them at home on a Monday night?
Like, right.
You can beat them in your home. Why is that impossible? It's not, but you have to go out and execute. You got to play. You need the same, whatever they did in that week of preparation for Washington to get the mindset that they had in that game from a player standpoint. I hope sure as hell hope they came back with that, because they were locked in. They were ready to go. You know, bye weeks. That's the thing. I remember I was like, man, right after that game, I was like, man, I really wish the bye week wasn't here. And because it just felt like you found something.
Yeah.
And it's some kind of, isn't it hard, Mike, to come back and kind of is it, I guess I should be asking.
I think there's so many pros and cons that it's hard to measure either way, in my opinion, because I think you have such an opportunity to self-scout and correct course. Remember how good we felt like the defense played at times after the bye last year? And it's almost like you look at that and you go, I hate that the bye was so late, because they were able to correct a lot of things in that bye week that you wish the bye would have come earlier, and they could have hugged up on, you know, receivers more in the secondary and allowed the, you know, the rush to get home like it did down the stretch run last year. It's just hard. It's like there's things either way. I mean, you can really look at it in terms of, it just is what it is. Like I said, like 2 weeks ago, I know we're going to get to end of November and go, man, nice to have a bye week right now. But there's so many pros to getting 4 weeks into the season and allowing yourself to hit the reset button and then playing all the games from there on out. If you come out and beat Buffalo, you're going to be glad you're not taking an off week this next week.
You know what's funny is I don't know when the Laquelle London injury happened, but it looked like, based on the injury report, that it happened at practice. I'm not saying I know that. I'm saying it just it feels that way. And there's always that flip that, I heard people complaining last year during the offseason to me about, well, you know, teams started playing bad when they started doing those Wednesday walkthroughs instead of practicing. And I can just almost like feel like I'm going to have someone say, well, who kind of coach gets players injured at practice? And you're like, well, like.
Which one do you want? What? Pick your poison here.
How fine is the line that you think these NFL coaches should walk? Like, because it's pretty freaking ridiculous and I just know, because like I said it earlier, like getting up for this game, I tweeted yesterday, Carolina isn't so bad, is they? Had nothing to do with us, but I just don't think anyone had Carolina being 3-3 after six games.
Yeah.
Especially after they started 0-2. So that's why I just cannot stand this whole thing about how good schedules are. Look how, I mean, and now the Falcons got to go, they got to play this game and then turn around and go on the road on a Sunday night primetime game again to Santa Clara to play a 49er team coming off of what? Loss, who are 4-2.
Yep, I agree.
Well, I am excited. You know, we are going to see AJ back. And I know I was the one kind of bringing up the, well, is he going to skate at Mr. Atlanta? I did the investigating.
Did you really?
On the morning shift's behalf. I did. Yeah. No, he was not spotted on a roller skate, rollerblade at all.
Okay. Good.
No promo shots.
Well,
nothing.
And that's why he's
good
playing
for AJ.
Yeah. That's why he's healthy now. There
good
you go.
For my sanity.
That was the,
good for my, because I can't imagine having to argue with people on Twitter about why he's on a roller skate. And I'm like, because really, I can see the fan side, but I'm also like, you know, it's his event. Like, it's like if I injured my tricep or something before the brown grass, I would probably still try to play as much as I could. Just because I'm like, hey, man, it's my event. I got to.
No, I'm weak right now, bro. Might be a slight difference in situations, but.
No, it's not. The point
still remains.
Hey, he put the team on his back, though.
Hey, man.
Hey, boy, we got to carry that scramble, man. He's got to carry that scramble.
Not about the scramble. It's about showing up for your event. And it,
God, that was so good. Yo, man. Yeah, that old tricep.
You know,
I was going to step up to the plate, man.
What are you going
to
do?
We appreciate your gamesmanship.
Right
there
now,
go.
It's not my tricep that's bothering me.
There you go.
But first, this message from Allie Mack.
Yeah, this Friday, I want you to come out to McDonald's on Highway 138 in Conyers for a special edition of The Morning Shift.
That's us.
We are going to be having breakfast and previewing the weekend's big college and pro football action. You can join us. It's this Friday from 6 to 9 in McDonald's on Highway 138 in Conyers. I know this one well because it was on the way to Milledgeville. And that's where I went to school. So I know this way. That is this Friday with The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My apologies for jumping the gun, Allie.
No, you're fine. I told Bo, I said, do not go into Life of Squid before I say this.
And I didn't. Dylan did. I might try to remember to bring a bottle of the breakfast sauce just in case anybody gets a nice sandwich from McDonald's and says, hey, can I try the breakfast sauce? Mm. Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
By the way, from Farron Burton's W Sauce. So, go to the mailbox. I think this was yesterday. And I go to the mailbox yesterday because apparently, like, after I cut the grass because I knew that we had mail in there. And apparently, there was, like, on our Facebook page in our neighborhood that someone was rummaging through the mailboxes overnight. And, not that I have any, it was just junk mail in there. But one piece of junk mail that I had was this, and I didn't, Amy found it, so I give kudos to her, because it was this little booklet from Amazon. And it wasn't too thick, it was decently. And it said, Amazon Children's Holiday Magazine, and basically it's a catalog. Do you guys remember the old Sears catalog?
100%.
Where, I mean, it was as thick as an encyclopedia.
Yep.
And you would go through there and look as a kid and find stuff. And you would circle it or rip the page out or whatever your method was and give to your parents to tell Santa Claus. And be like, hey, when our, you know, like, when we, don't let me forget to put this in my letter to Santa Claus. Because I don't know if you wrote letters. I always told my parents and they wrote the letter for me.
Right. They talked to him. They had him, they had his phone number.
Well, they would write the letter or email, whatever it was at that point in time, and they would tell him. So I instantly was frozen, and I grabbed it from her, and I was like, I was looking through it because I was looking to see what was in there. And they, you know, they did a good job of all ages, and they do technology stuff now. Like it's not overly thick, but it even has the SKU. SKU number, so you can type it in. You can give it to your parents, and they can type it in on Amazon search.
100%. 100%.
So they can. Number. So they then when they send the email to Santa Claus, they can just add the link. Right, makes it even easier. I think it is so freaking cool. I love that Amazon did that.
Very nostalgic.
Yeah,
And I love that they did this too. I had this conversation, most people listening know this, but I used to coach high school football, and I was, you know, in a classroom, and the amount of time kids spend in the bathroom these days, it's like it's crazy. And let me just listen to me, because they're just on their phones.
Yeah,
all right, they're just in there on their phones. And one of them asked me one day, he's like, "What did y'all used to do in the bathroom before you had a phone?" And I'm like, "Catalogs."
Dude, no kidding.
Freaking East Bay magazine catalog.
No
used
kidding.
To bring the house down.
But question for you both, because you have siblings.
Yes.
What was the method? Did you have to do different colors? Because there's five kids in my family, so we had to do different colors when you were circling in the Sears catalog.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, I was the only boy.
Write a list.
I was the only boy.
Yeah.
And my sister was the only girl. And so there was only two of us. So I think Mike is one of two as well.
Yeah.
So we didn't really circle the same thing. Yeah. So my parents need to tell Santa that it was for me most of the time.
Yeah.
And normally I talk a lot anyway. So I'd be like, I want this. Found it in a magazine.
Yeah.
I'd come right out of the bathroom with the magazine. This is what I want.
I knew that I had a price limit, even if it was coming from Santa Claus. I was like, you know what? These Jordans that are $140, probably not coming from Santa.
Man.
I need to just go ahead and put a salary cap on this thing.
I'll never forget telling Santa I wanted a TV so bad. I was like, I don't care if it's black and white. I just need a TV. And Santa got me a color TV.
What?
Wow. I mean, insane.
Santa must have had a good year.
Santa was on one. Santa, good for him.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
look through that Amazon catalog for what you want Santa to bring you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.